the sequence is important, the artwork's important, the song choices were important, and the flow of the music into each other. It's all part of, you know, at least my vision in making this record, and there is a point to the length and the spacing and all of that to give you, you know, the true intention.
Yes, Rachel Yamagata is a songwriter, but she's also schooled in the art of the album. So this time around, she made two. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. We were introduced to Rachel Yamagata's brand of lush, whispery pop with her 2004 album, Happenstance, where songs like Worn Me Down showed she could rock and ruminate all at once. Her new double album, Elephant's Teeth Sinking Into Heart, takes things a step further. One disc holds the brooding ballads, while the other turns up the volume and the attitude. And that's to say nothing of the artful layers of production and orchestration that run throughout. But lyrics were the big topic of conversation when Rachel Yamagata came by FUV, and I got the story on the impressive line that opens the record in the tune Elephants.
That was a gift. I was running down a mountain in Woodstock, and I was so kind of internally depressed and sad, and but being outside with this beautiful woods and nature, and there's deer and there's squirrels in it. So you're like in awe of being alive, and at the same time you're going through something internally that's very painful, and they just met somehow. And I don't even know where. I've never written with animal imagery, or certainly not like, you know, elephants. It's not like elephants are walking around Woodstock. So it was an odd thing, but I really do feel like that was one of the little gifts where the universe was like, all right, we just ran your heart through the ringer. Here's a little something for you.
If the elephants have past life, yet are destined to always remember, it's no wonder how they scream. Like you and I, they must have some temper. And I am dreaming of them on the plains, dirtying up their beds, watching for some sign of rain to cool their hot heads. And how dare that you send me that card when I'm doing all that I can do. You are forcing me to remember.
You have a gift, Rachel, for really putting yourself on the line in your music. It's not the easiest road to take. What are the hard parts of throwing your heart and vulnerability out there in a very public way?
It's never hard until after I've done it and people seem to know much more about me than I ever expect them to know, because I forget that I've just written it down and performed it. When I'm actually writing it, it's 4 a.m. by myself, having a glass of wine and getting my own, you know, emotional pleasure out of it, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like, it's for me, it's cathartic, it's great. It's what I need to do just to relieve myself of whatever is going on. So it doesn't occur to me, thankfully, at that stage to hold back. And it's such a nice compliment to hear people say, you put my emotions into words, and I never could say it, but this song says it for me. And, you know, I think it registers as very truthful, and people respond to that, and hopefully it's non-judgmental. I'm not always like the great moral figure in my songs by any means, so it's nice just to get that kind of feedback to keep me going so I don't get reserved.
That's the last black eye I hope I ever give to you. Yeah, I had a good time, but what's a girl supposed to do? I take the pictures off the wall, but they don't look like us at all. They don't look like friends. I've got new things to begin. Well, don't you let me be. Set me free. I belong to me. And I'm going faster, you're going backwards. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
That's Faster, live music from Rachel Yamagata and the electrified side of her new album, Elephants, Teeth Sinking into Heart. Check out the complete studio session online anytime at WFUV.org.